Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Well, as you know, we've been talking about health. This is Jamie's Journal. For the last couple of, weeks, months. And that's a good thing. I am solo today by myself, but if anyone is listening under the sound of my voice right now, you can call in 626-696-8566 and tell us how you love the show and how you love what we're talking about when we're talking about health. Health is something that is very, very important. And I want to apologize for last week. We're supposed to be on weekly. And last week, my show, for some odd reason, I can't log in. So you go to my archives. You can listen to the things that I've been talking about on health. But I'm thinking about switching to free conferencing simply because, I'm hoping the system won't mess up. And if the system does mess up, I'll have another system hopefully in place. So, Blog Talk Radio, I've been on it for a couple of years and I've never really had, some severe problems like I have been having now. So, in the midst of me trying to get things together and running to and from events, me and Arlene are always running to and from an event or something that's going on over the weekend. I did not, promote it like I did this morning simply because I didn't even know if I was going to be able to log in and get on. So everyone who is listening, follow me on my fan page, which is facebook.com/Jamie's Journal, JAIMES Journal, or J Journal, J Journal. I was looking at my fan page over the weekend because I was socializing, and a couple of things came about. Most people couldn't find my page when I said Jamie's Journal. So you can also look and see when you look up on Facebook, look up J Journal and you should see my face or you should see something about health that goes to the top. So I hope you are following me so that when I do a free conferencing call weekly or monthly or you will be able to stay tuned and stay updated on the updates that we have. I have over, 500 people on my fan page. And I try and tune everybody in who wants to know more about Jamie's Journal. Jamie's Journal, is based off of just journaling on a day-to-day basis. And I just, wanted to tell you guys that If I'm not tuned in or if you don't see some major updates, you can always inbox me on Facebook. You can always email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. And you can ask me, hey, what's going on with the show? Are you doing free conferencing, Because I want everyone to stay updated. I want everyone to stay tuned in. And I don't want to lose you because everybody that's listening to me every day or weekly is important to me. It's important to have an audience and it's important to have friends and people that are out there supporting you and tuning in to a show-to-show basis. It's very important to have an audience when you're in business. Let me say that again. It's very important to have an audience when you're in business. My books are pumping like crazy. A lady just asked me about my books over the weekend. I said, oh, yeah, they're doing great. They're doing wonderful. But, you know, I just wanted to let you know. So if, you know, you go into Blog Talk Radio to my archives and don't see me, then you can always email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, okay? So stay tuned, stay updated, Facebook me, inbox me, and ask me. You can ask me, I'll give you the number. But I'm just giving you some options because I'm getting tired of Blog Talk Radio. Really, seriously. You know, if it's beyond 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, you got to do a monthly call. And you know, most of us today are unemployed or I'm my own business owner, and I'm running constantly. So a lot of times I really don't have the time to pay for, you know, an updated thing. So, you know, a lot of times that's why people do once a month. But I'm not doing once a month because then people don't know what you're doing. People don't know what you're doing. To everyone who has a Blog Talk Radio show, you know, email me, inbox me, and you know, if you want to know some more information about how to get onto Blog Talk Radio, it's a great, great website. You know, don't get me wrong, but I just can't log in. Something's wrong. Either my iPad, something's wrong, or the website, something wrong. You know, something's wrong. But continuing on to health. But I just want you to, you know, recognize if you don't hear me, if you don't see me, I'm doing my own conference call line. So just stay tuned. Stay tuned. Go on to my fan page, like my fan page. You know, email me. You know, I'm always looking at my emails. You know, thank you for the people who have emailed me at gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. But, you know, to talk about health today is important. And everybody's talking about, oh, I want to get more healthy. Oh, I you know, and you say you want to get more healthy, but you don't take the proper steps to do it. You know, over the weekend, I had a couple of instances where, you know how you wake up in the morning and you have a slight headache and you take two Advil and you don't eat anything? Who does that? Who does that? I know I can't, you know. If I take two Advil, I'll be knocked out on the floor if I don't eat anything and go to church. We as a people, American people especially, we don't think. If you ever listen to, what's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. The Stranger's Secret guy. What is his name? It's not Charles Capps. It's, I forget his name. But the Strange Secret guy. Is a lot of Americans today, they don't think. We don't think. We don't put our mind on thinking mode. We just do it. If I wake up with a terrible, terrible headache, guess what? One thing I will do to stay healthy is get up and drink some water. That's number one. Number two, ladies and gentlemen, if I wake up and I have a headache, you drink some green tea. You drink something first. 9 times out of 10, I wake up and I'm not even hungry, but that doesn't mean I don't eat anything. A lot of times I'll eat, you know, 2 proteins, but little bit, simply because I know my system needs something. You know, you cannot today, in today's world, you cannot take 2 Advil because you have a headache and not eat. That's the craziest thing to do. That's the craziest thing to do. Hopefully you can hear me okay. But that's the craziest thing you can do today, is get up and take and go to church. That's the craziest thing you can do. I don't even do that. We as a people, we don't think, okay, well, I can't sleep at night. I'm having a horrible time. I can't sleep. Well, guess what? Guess what? Drink some water. Have a cup of green tea. Have a cup of green tea. Green tea is good for your system. And the one thing I want to say is, over the weekend, I don't know how many green tea samples I gave out. I think I gave out all my green tea. But, and it's amazing. I have, like, 2 green teas left. And I would send them to some people that I know that love green tea. Because I love green tea myself. I drink green tea almost every day. But I don't drink any green tea. I don't drink any green tea. I drink the green tea that I invest in. Are you a big investor in your own life? Are you a big investor into your own life? What do I mean by that? I mean, you know, if you look on your bookshelf and it's looking kind of dusty and you don't have but 10 books, then you need to start investing in yourself. If you get up in the morning and you eat a donut instead of eating a scrambled egg, you get up in the morning, you eat a piece of cake instead of eating something healthy, it's just not enough for your system to go through the day. You know, I feel 100% better when I eat something. I know, you know, I'm trying to fast. Well, if you're trying to fast, ladies and gentlemen, then you need to have a protein shake. You need to have a smoothie. You need to have something in your system. You can't walk through your day and have nothing. 9 times out of 10, people don't drink enough water because they're so busy up and running, up and running, up and running, up and running. And then they wonder why they gain weight or they lose weight, because you're not drinking enough water. You know, your system's off, and then you have to go to the doctors and you don't realize, oh my God, I have all these issues, because you're not drinking enough water. Ladies and gentlemen, 9 times out of 10, I'm up at night, which is weird, going to the bathroom because I'm drinking all this water. In the morning, I drink at least, I want to say, maybe, well, this morning I drank 1, but I know I need to drink more. I drink at least 2 or 3 cups of water. 2 or 3 cups of water before I even eat sometimes. Why? Because I take all this medication, and you got to think, gee, if I'm taking more than 2 meds a day, then I need to drink multiple glasses of water, multiple glasses of water. There's no reason why you go through your day and you're not drinking multiple glasses of water. Congrats to all those who I met over the weekend. I had an awesome, awesome time. I want to thank you for bearing with me. I was a social media person, so I had lots of fun. I took lots of pictures. I guess I'll show some of them on my fan page. but it was just an exciting, exciting time. Exciting time. Exciting time. But, you know, you got to drink your water. You got to drink your water. You got to stay tuned in with the time. You know, this morning I was out of it. I was really out of it. And, you know, some days you're just out of it. Some days you don't feel like getting up. Some days you don't feel like moving. You know, you just don't. So you get up, you drink your coffee. You get up, you drink your water. But you don't just drink any cup of coffee. You don't just drink any cup of water. You know, you drink your purified water. You drink your healthy coffee. If you don't have healthy coffee, then you email me, jamiesgeneral@gmail.com. You inbox me. Hey, how can I get some of that healthy coffee? Your system's not working right because you're not working your system. Your system's not working right because you're not working your system. Sometimes your system is better off if you take the natural things that is around you. I can eat danishes all day, but that's not going to make me feel good. I can eat ice cream all day. Shoot, I got some cheesecake last night. Ooh, it is so good. I can eat cheesecake all day, but guess where I'm going to be? In the bathroom. Hello? Ladies and gentlemen, we need to take more control of what we're putting in our system. I know one of my friends, she says, I used to really love coffee, but my doctor told me that I need to stay off of coffee. I said, okay, so why aren't you drinking the tea that I have that is healthy? Oh, well, I just don't drink coffee that much anymore. Okay, so you shouldn't answer my question. Why aren't you drinking a healthier tea? And then we put all this sugar in it. Well, you know, you're not going to win, ladies and gentlemen, if you put 10 ounces of sugar in your coffee or tea. You're not going to win. 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 You know, you're going to go to a meeting and, well, it's just going to be, you can't think. You know, you ever wonder if you sit through a meeting, wonder why you can't focus? You know, you wake up in the morning and you have a terrible headache and, oh, my God, what am I going to do? My head is really hurting. My head is really throbbing. Why am I not feeling good? Number one, because you didn't eat. Number two, you got to drink your water. Do you not know that there are billions and billions of people every day drinking coffee? But we miss the opportunity because we're so busy saying, I got to get money in my pocket. You miss the opportunity. I just said there's about 6 or 7 billion people a day. Billion. Billion. B-I-L-L-I-O-N. Billion. Billion. Coffee drinkers a day. Did you not understand what I said? Do I need to explain? Do I need to, do I need to spell it out for you? Seven. S-E-V-E-N. 7 billion. Billion. Can you imagine getting half of those customers coming to your shop saying, hey, can I get some of that coffee? Can you imagine having your own shop? I know I can. Can half of those coffee drinkers that go to Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, and Wawa, drinking all that sugar and then wonder why they can't focus and then they have road rage. They're having road rage because they can't focus. They get behind the wheel because they have this bad headache and then they get upset because people cut them off and they're driving down the road. I was going to say walking, but you don't walk and drive at the same time. Little joke. But, again, if you don't hear from me, if you don't hear from my show, I will be doing my own conference calls. You know, I hate to say it, but Blog Talk Radio has been there. It's, You know, I love Blog Talk Radio, but a lot of times just things are things and things just don't work out. So I will make it in my best interest to have a show the next couple of weeks before August closes out and give you more updates. I'm gonna give you the numbers to my conference call. But I really want you to follow me on my fan page. I really want you to email me, you know, tell me how you like the show. I was talking to one of my ladies yesterday that listens to me, Miss Diane, who is in Mary Kay. She said she listens to me all the time. Thank you for listening. And I didn't get a chance to ask her how she likes the show. You know, a lot of times I like to ask people how they like the show simply because it's important. It's important to have some feedback about everything that's going on in your show. So, ladies and gentlemen, you need a healthier way to go about your life. You need a healthier way to go about your life. And I can't say it enough. I can't stress it enough. We just don't eat healthy. We just, oh, well, I'm running, so I'm going to just go get some Dunkin' Donuts or, you know, oh, they have that special between 4 and 6 or 2 and 6 or something like that. Oh, I want an Oreo shake. Oh, they have that special today. Oh, well, let me go get some of that shake or that sugar stuff. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not perfect. Over the weekend, I was running so much, I forgot to take one of my pills. You know, I'm not perfect, but I know how to make healthier choices. So how are you making healthier choices? How are you making healthier choices? Are you making healthier choices because you think you're making them in your mindset, or are you making healthier choices because you know that things can get better in your life, but you just haven't decided, hey, I need to eat better. Hey, I need to brush up on my health. I need to brush up on my success. And I think I'm going to start by doing some workshops on health as well, because we need to continue to focus on our health. Our health is important. Health is not going nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. Health is not going nowhere. I can tell you my business ain't going nowhere. It's going to be there for 10, 20 more years, 30 more years, 50 more years. You just got to learn how to jump into the right business. Ever since I was little, people have been pushing this McDonald's thing, this Burger King thing, this fast food, and you can't get caught up in it. You know, when I was little, I used to love eating those McDonald's burgers. But now, I went to McDonald's, I think one night with one of my business partners, and I had to go to the bathroom immediately, right after I ate it. Yeah, it's nasty. Sorry. But I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. McDonald's is nasty. With their hamburgers. Now, I love their apple pies. I love their cherry pies. You know, their fries got a little soft, you know, with no salt. But, you know, I used to love their fries. I used to put a bunch of salt on it. I love it. You know, but fast food ain't good. Maybe our next topic will be no fast food. Staying away from the fast food. And if you do, I mean, one of my partners the other day got what did she get? She got a salad with a veggie burger. veggie burger. I think I had a veggie burger one time. I was like, ooh, nasty. But shout out to everybody in South Jersey. I hope that you love the show and what I'm doing. But I am shifting, actually, hopefully, to a free conference call. It's going to be a weekly. I don't know how it's going to be. Yeah, honestly. I'm saying weekly, but it may not be weekly. It may be once a week. It may be twice a week. Just a Monday and Tuesday. I don't know. It may be at night because a lot of people listen to my shows at night, I believe. But ladies and gentlemen, you got to stay healthy. There's no way in the world you cannot be healthy. And this is Jamie's Journal, believing that you will have the most best day of your life. Even though I got to sit here and make these phone calls after I get off this line. I wish you were here to help me make some of these calls. But I want to thank you for joining me for Jamie's Journal. Tune in. Stay tuned in. I'm going to try and do a show tomorrow. Hopefully, if the lines get fixed, if the website gets fixed, I will definitely be doing a show next week and the following. But stay tuned. Stay tuned on Jamie's Journal. Don't forget to email me, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal@gmail.com. You can also go onto my fan page. I'm on all social media. I'm even on Instagram. You know, just follow me. I guarantee we will get through this together, one step at a time. And don't forget to keep on journaling your process, your progress, and whatever else you are going through, even if you're going through a lot of stress. I want to say thank you for joining me, and have a magnificent, magnanimous Monday. God bless.